With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this week's EvoStick Extra. As always, this week we'll be joined by James Hayes very shortly to look back on last weekend's results in the EvoStick Premier Division and beyond. And coming up after that, we'll be joined by the Mirror's very own Aaron Flanagan to preview the upcoming fixtures coming your way this weekend. But before all of that, here's the news. Division 1 Southside Kidsgrove Athletic are on the lookout for their third manager of the season after Paul Moore resigned at lunchtime on Wednesday. The former Clitheroe manager succeeded Neil Gill at the First Division South club Sebden Stadium at the start of September and stood down following Tuesday night's 4-0 home defeat to Norton United in the Staffordshire Senior Cup. Chasetown's rising academy star Yordi Singh Sahl has booked his place in the 2014 finals of the Search for an Asian Football Star competition. The Scholars announced on Tuesday that the 17-year-old will be heading to Wembley for the climax of the competition, which is run by TradeNet Sport and FootballCV.com. The right-sided midfielder, who can also play as striker, is in his second year on the First Division South Club's scholarship scheme. Elsewhere, Coalville Town unveiled Tommy Brookbanks as their new manager on Monday. Brookbanks, along with his coaching staff of assistant manager Mark Harvey, first team coach Lee Norris and goalkeeping coach Jason Maguire, made the switch from First Division South rivals Loughborough Dynamos to Owen Street at the start of this week. Ramsbottom United fans have helped their club sign a sponsorship deal with one of the world's leading hygiene and forest products companies. The Swedish cellulose company, better known in this country and around the globe as SCA, was unveiled by the Rams on Monday as sponsors for the club's training kits. Elsewhere, former Wakefield chairman Simon Turfray has joined Ossett Albion to launch a new football development centre. The First Division club announced on Monday that Turfray would soon be a regular face around Dimple Wells, following talks with chairman Dominic Reardon and vice chairman Paul Reardon to take the club forward. And finally, John Froggatt and Mark Ward have won the race to replace former manager Paul Duffield at Belper Town. The duo took over as caretakers in September after Duffield stood down at the Nailers after 3 years at the helm. And that concludes this week's news. Back to you, Ben. Thank you, Ben, there for the news. Right, it's now time for a full look back over last weekend's results. And of course, we're joined by James Hayes, who's, I believe, by the side of a road. James?
Middle of Walker Street, Staley Bridge tonight, so...
Staley Vegas. Listen to the bright lights. Right. So, we're going to run through some of the results from this past weekend with your good self. And we might as well start up at the top end of the table. And that, of course, was Skelmersdale United, who beat Witton Albion 1-0, but not by the scoreline many might have thought.
Especially with Witten's recent performance as well. Obviously, I don't know what the situation is with Witten at the moment. Still, it seems to be dropping points quite a lot.
That game was won by Daniel Wisdom on 3 minutes. So, unlucky Witten. Maybe they've turned the corner. I think they have, because they played Curzon on Monday and they just missed out losing 2-1 to Curzon. The winner coming from Samuel Walker on 79 minutes from a penalty. So perhaps Witten are on the way back. We'll have to wait and see. Ramsbottom United 2, Buxton 0.
Big result for Ramsbottom. That save supports them into the playoff spots at the moment as well. Buxton seems to be dropping quite a few points at the moment. Is this a time for them to start shaking in the boots a little bit? And letting...
Shaking in the boots. Also up the top end, who've made use of the fact Buxton got beat over the weekend, was Curzon Ashton. We mentioned that they won on Monday night as well, but on Saturday they beat Trafford 2-1.
Good result there for Curzon as well. Trafford are seeming to be the easiest it seems to beat this year. Every team I've seen so far with Trafford's been 1-0 and 2-0 wins. Yep. I know there's been a few exceptions, but Trafford's defensive record is its dependence at the moment, and hopefully Trafford can push to the top 10.
Heading into the playoffs is Kings Lynn Town. They beat Marine 3-1 on Saturday. They also beat Ilkeston 3-0 on Tuesday evening. Kensington Town, I think, wants to watch now, do you think?
Yeah, especially with this Saturday as well, going in towards the FA Cup. There's a good set of form to go, especially with them playing Fylde as well, the top of the conference, who we know from the last round as well, just absolutely dominated against Buxton. So it'd be a good bit of form going into that and a good earnest team, hopefully, into the first round.
Ilkeston are currently in sixth position in the league. They had a good weekend. They won 3-1. Hosting FC United of Manchester, and I was there, so I can talk about this one, James. Ilkeston are very good, and we were very average, and therefore that's the result you get.
I'll leave Swampers and say the rest of that when he's got the next podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Right, Grantham are currently in seventh in the league. How did they get up there? Grantham Town 1, Workington 0 was the result on Saturday afternoon, and then Grantham cemented their position up near the top by beating Nantwich Town 4-0 midweek.
It's a bit of a shock for me with Grantham at the moment. So I saw them against, obviously, at the FC United game a couple of weeks ago, and they looked like a team that would just... It's just one of them teams this season that are really up and down, especially normally known as being perennial strugglers. But I can't really see them pushing for the playoffs for this season, maybe because of the fact with teams being 2 or 3 points clear from each other. Give it a couple more games and see what happens with Grantham then.
Midweek, we've just spoke about FC United's result over the weekend, and less said about that, the better. Midweek, FC United travelled to Matlock, and it was a thriller, James. An absolute thriller. 0-0. Anyway, moving on. Barwell are currently sitting in ninth spot, and on Saturday afternoon, they beat Blyth Spartans 2-1, with two goals coming from Anthony Carney. Barwell midweek, they played Stamford, and they beat Stamford 1-0. So, Barwell.
Since I said last week, they're another good defensive side. We'd like to drag out results, and we've been showing them the FA Cup as well last season. I can see them doing well at the weekend as well, if they keep to the guard, but... Again, defence doesn't always win. Can't win titles all the time.
James, Barwell. Anyway, in 10th spot at the moment, we've got Rushall Olympic, and on Saturday, Rushall got beat big time by Whitby Town coming to town and winning 5-1 away from home.
I heard about that from Andrew Safe. He's not been quiet about it for a while.
And that's what they call in the trade a very convincing win. And then midweek, Hales Owen Town hosted Rushall Olympic and beat them 3-0. What's going on at Rushall, do you know?
I couldn't say, but again, it might just be one of them dips in form. Rushall, we keep saying that every time. They're one of the teams that will be up fighting for the playoffs at the end of the season.
In 11th. Sitting there comfortably, I'm going to suggest. We've got Ashton United. They beat Nantwich Town 3-1 away from home, with two goals coming from Matty Chadwick in that one. And midweek, Ashton United, in a bit of a Greater Manchester derby, beat Trafford at Shoreview. What do you reckon to Ashton United?
Downside is he's just lost Matty Chadwick, who obviously, I know from his time at Ratcliffe, but a nice little pacey winger. He's been out for injuries now for a good couple of weeks. So... I can see the form of the pace between him and the other winger, who is called Cady Coppin. Got a bit of a partnership going. Will that partnership be ruined? Who knows? I've got a joy chat with Steve Hobson, who's the chairman there at the moment. And he feels like Ashton are underachieving at this moment in time. I can't really say, can I say that, really. I don't know. I'm going to wait to see until we'll see him against Skelmersdale next week.
We spoke about Whitby winning 5-1 at Rushall on Saturday. They followed that up midweek by getting beat 4-0. By Ramsbottom United. So, Whitby, one of those teams, I think, this season, which are going to blow hot and cold, it would appear. Then, further down, we've got Stamford. And how did Stamford do over the weekend? Stamford drew 1-1 with Hales Owen. And obviously, midweek, we just spoke about that earlier, Stamford getting beat at Barwell. Frickley Athletic, on Saturday, they beat Belper Town. Bottom of the table, Belper Town. 2-0. Firstly, a mention for Frickley Athletic. Gavin Allett back scoring, two goals in that one. And then a quick mention for Belper Town, if you will.
Yeah, Belper, it's not getting any easier, is it, for him? I've looked at their midweek score as well. Another 4-0 defeat to Stalbridge.
Yeah.
I keep mentioning, I think unless you have a major, major change, they are really much doomed to relegation at this moment in time. Even about 8, 9, 10 points adrift now. And to be in that position in middle of October, coming up towards November now, and the FA Trophy still to play, it's a real uphill struggle.
Hales Owen 1, Stamford 1, obviously was the weekend score. We mentioned that when we spoke about Stamford.
Yep.
But Hales Owen midweek beat Rushall Olympic 3-0 in a bit of a West Midlands derby there. Workington Town Wickerton Town, they've got an interesting scoring record, haven't they? Haven't they scored less goals than anyone else going? They've scored, what's that? They've scored 10 goals and conceded only 14. They're a joy, aren't they? Right. Wokington Town then. Wokington got beat by Grantham Town 1-0 on Saturday afternoon. And then midweek, their match was postponed. Probably a blessing. Anyway, go on, James.
I can hear Roy Shields' voice right in my ear at the moment in time saying that goals, you can scrape 1-0 wins and get away with it. I think that, as I said last week, with Wokington, it's still a bit 50-50 what their achievements are going for the season. Again, I think they're more considering a consolidation at this moment in time rather than pushing for promotion. And who knows, the next couple of seasons' time, they'll be back fighting in the Conference North.
Right, let's go to Blyth Spartans then. Blyth Spartans, they got beat on the weekend against Barwell 2-1, as we said before, and midweek hosted Skelmersdale United and drew 1-1. That's a good result for Blyth Spartans, that one, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't think, coming back to that Skelmersdale game, it was like the first game at home for about 9 or 10 weeks. Don't think the Blyth fans even remember where their ground is, if I remember what one of them said on the EMPL group this week.
Just to say, we're going to mention, we've got Aaron Flanagan coming up very, very shortly to go through FA Cup matches. But out of those ties in the FA Cup, what do you reckon?
Barwell and Altrincham. Altrincham again, I can't see them losing to Barwell at this moment in time, even though it's an away game. With the Norton United and Shielding, Norton are really going to have a good, really hard time there. Shielding are a very, very strong side, I've seen in the last round. Spennymoor United against Telford, that's a good opportunity for Spennymoor, especially with AFC Telford bottom of the conference at the moment and struggling to get points. In the All Evil Stick Derby, Leek v Blyth, again, Leek's a very, very tough place to go. I can see a replay going for that one. And I'll set up my other prediction. I can see two teams going through, including the winner of Leek and Blyth, into the first round.
And who might that be? Is that going to be Warrington?
Not I don't know, but Kings Lynn are going to another long travel versus Field, even though they're on form at the moment.
Yeah.
I'll say Kings Lynn being the second team through. There's only a handful of teams in Norfolk, so why not represent them?
So just to mention the FA Trophy, there was too many fixtures involving Evo Stick sides for us to cover, but congratulations to those teams that made it through and commiserations to those teams that got knocked out. How's that for a disclaimer?
That's fine, a.k.a. Ratcliffe. obviously, we drawed against Darlington. It can't really get any worse than that for a draw.
James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, thank you as always for joining us and you get home safely. Thanks there to James Hayes, but it's enough of the past. It's now time to look to the future. And joining us on the Evo Stick Extra podcast this week, it's a warm welcome back from the Flan Clan. It's Aaron Flanagan. Hello, Aaron. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm not so bad. Where have you been?
I've taken on a new job. I've left my role at the Manchester Evening News and to go
national.
To take on a job with the Mirror. So I'm full time there now, and unfortunately, it's taken a little bit too much of my time. So I'm not been able to get down to the podcast recordings, but I'm trying to wangle it so I can get back to a few in the near future.
But the good news is, dear MPL listener, we've got a mole on the inside now. We can send the MPL national with Aaron where he is. So let's channel our thoughts to Aaron, and then Aaron can worm his way in, making shouts about Belper Town and stuff.
Well, there's one today, Bay Cup and Rosendale Borough, got a story national on the Mirror because I picked up on it, and it's now gone on the Mirror's website. So we're I don't suppose your club's going to be haunted by ghosts like theirs is, but
no, that's true.
Yeah, if you've got a weird and wacky story, send it my way and you never know.
So what you're trying to say is that the only way Evo Stick MPL sides can get a mention in the Mirror is if Derek Okora is involved somewhere.
To be honest, there's a Okora involved at most non-league clubs, so you know what?
Right, let's go for a preview anyway, this weekend's fixtures. We're going to start with the Premier Division. Ashton United are playing Ilkeston. At the start of the season, I think that might be a game that everyone was looking forward to. Ashton United, though, mid-table side, Ilkeston, sixth. What do you reckon?
Well, Ashton have been a funny one. I think I said before the start of the season, I thought they overachieved last year, and a few people have agreed with me, but maybe that was evident in their early season form. They've struggled, that's safe to say, but the league's so tight that they're not actually that far behind.
And no, just a couple of wins and they're there, aren't they, really?
Yeah, no, they're not far away at all. In the same respect, Ilkeston, who kind of look quite close to the top, are actually in danger of dropping down the table quite significantly. So I don't think there'll be a lot between the two sides. I've seen them both play this season, and I do think it'll be a good game. I think Ashton's ground's a bit of a leveller. Ilkeston like to get it down and play football, but they're going to Ashton are quite an effective side on the day, so I do think it'll be a good game to watch, that one.
Let's stick with the Tameside theme and near the bottom. Belper Town are hosting Curzon Ashton on Saturday. What do you think of that?
Obviously, there's only one result I'm going to be wanting anyway.
What would your dad say? What's going to happen here, do you reckon?
Well, if I was to say something my dad would say, and let's not make it too cliche, he'd probably say, yeah, it'll be a tough game, they're battling for the life, and they are in a bit of a predicament down there, and any away game's tough. I don't think at this standard of football, any away game is going to be easy. Hopefully, we can carry on from our last two games, two consecutive 2-1 wins, and make it three wins on the bounce and continue our charge, towards the top spot. Because I'll be honest, I'm still a little surprised that we are up there, but we're playing well. We've held our own more than enough, and it's nice to be up there.
Do you reckon you're going to do a skem this year and stay up there for as long as possible?
I see absolutely no reason why not. We've got the squad to do it. All right, we're suffering from a few injuries. But I think we've actually just got through our worst spell, with injuries. And we've got players coming back now. So if anything, the momentum's coming back to us now. And we're still up there. So, I see no reason why not. I think we can compete. I think at this stage, looking at the squad we've got and the way we've been playing, I'd be very disappointed if we don't make the playoffs. Just see where it takes us. At the moment, we're flying high and we're having a great time doing so.
One fixture in particular this weekend, as we've received most correspondence for, and that's Buxton against Halesow in town. Mark Joyce has been in touch to say, Bucks need to improve drastically to overcome Halesow at home. Halesow, no. Joshy Roberts, the Yelts have Buxton away, expecting a tough game given the fact they're currently lying third in the league, but go into it hopeful of at least a point. You can see how much we're growing in confidence and belief with every game. And Rob Lloyd, friend of the show, another Yelts fan here, I'd be delighted with a point at Buxton on Saturday. We go there full of confidence, knowing we've done okay this season away from home. What do you reckon then? Because Buxton, at the moment, they're one of the rivals for the top of the league with Skelmersdale and yourselves. What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, with Buxton, I mean, they beat us a couple of weeks ago, and to be honest, they probably deserved it on the night. They're a very effective team. They're going forward, they're a phenomenal force. I mean, the Hardy, Tooten, I think he's called, Mark Reed, they're a really effective force. But then again, from Hales Owen's perspective, I think they won 3-0 against Rushall last time out, and I think they also got a draw only denied by a late equaliser against Stamford, against two other teams that are doing reasonably well this season. So, Hales Owen will be going in there with a bit of belief. And the thing with Hales Owen, if they can get Ben Hazley firing, there's no reason why they can't start shooting up the league. The comments were right, it will be a tough game for them because Buxton are the best team I've seen this season so far.
A lot of people have said that.
You've got to consider Buxton as serious contenders now, rather than...
Well, Aaron, I was there first to name them. Still waiting for that free holiday as well.
You'll be waiting a while.
FC United are hosting Rushall Olympic on Saturday. It's a sneakers team coming up to Stalybridge. I'm going to stay neutral. What do you reckon, Aaron, from an outsider's perspective?
I'll be honest, I really don't know what to make of FC's season. They've underachieved massively. Like, seriously massively. But then again, they're not that far away from the mix. Again, it's just a coincidence of kind of how tight the league is. And it'll turn at some point. It always does for FC. Every FC United fan in the world will be expecting it to turn, and it probably will.
Here's a weird one for you. Third from bottom Marine playing fourth from top Ramsbottom United. Is that the right way round?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Obviously, Marine, I don't think any of us expected them to be struggling so badly. That's the top and bottom of it there. They acquired some great players. They've got a good manager. It just hasn't quite worked out for them. It doesn't seem like they've... it just doesn't seem like it's clicking for them. Ramsbottom, I mean, they're just doing exactly what they did last year.
A lot of people on the NPL show at the start of the year were saying Rami will surprise a few because they play football in the right manner.
Yeah, well, the thing is with them is that they've got incredible team spirit, and the way that they go about things, they do it for each other. They play with pace. All they want to do is attack, which means you'll get exciting games because they'll concede goals as well, Ramsbottom, although they have got a solid defence because they're so attacking minded. Yeah. They will ship a few goals. But because they're so attacking minded in the same way, they'll score four or five goals occasionally in games, as we saw. I think it was midweek that they won 4-0 against Whitby.
Yeah,
they're a superb attacking team, and you know that they're serious playoff contenders.
Speaking of serious playoff contenders, Stamford. I've got Skelmersdale United on Saturday. We've had some correspondence in, of course, from Stamper, who says, same as last year, please. Stamford 2, Skelmersdale 0. And Kev, the Black Panther, has said, first trip to Stamford. Hope Stamper is not correct with that score. Looking forward to the trip, though, whatever the result. Stamford have surprised a few people, haven't they?
They have, but then again, they've been a bit up and down as well over the past few weeks. So, I don't know whether they're... You know, kind of their good run at the start. Obviously, they won the first five games, I think, and which is just, you know, such a tough thing to do.
And what do you reckon to Skem coming to town? Because Skem really are looking like a formidable force this season.
Yeah, no, Skem are same as always. Same with any team that Tommy Lawson puts together. You know, they're a good side. I unfortunately missed Curzon's game against Skelmersdale early in the season when we beat them at home. But, you know, they'll be what Skem always are. They'll be a little bit brutal, but they'll play football the right way. And they'll grind out results. As I said, a typical Tommy Lawson team. And you know, fully expect them to still be up in the mix come the end of the season.
Stourbridge, I've got Frickle Athletic on Saturday, and we've had some correspondence in from the Bradley Dobson, who said Stourbridge bouncing back in their last game could overcome Frickle, who've also had a couple of decent games. Draw is my prediction. Frickle... This season, I think everyone tipped them to get relegated, and it doesn't look like they're going to go down, and certainly they're not going to go down easily this season.
Yeah, no, they're surprising a few. To be honest, I think I kind of put them in the same category as the likes of maybe Grantham as a team. So a team who's probably not got the technically best players, but a team who are big, effective, you know, maybe don't play on the best of pitches, but you know, they use that to their advantage, and they'll pick up points. They'll take points against points off a lot of people, and
of course Stourbridge you can put in a bucket with Hales Owen and Rushall as these tough West Midlands sides who can beat anyone on the day, really.
Yeah, but I mean Stourbridge have had a few setbacks themselves. Obviously, I know they lost Sean Geddes, in my opinion, their best player from last season, and this year early this season they've lost another couple of players as well. Recently, so to be honest, it was a bit of a surprise for me to see that they went to Belper and won 4-0. I think you would have expected Stourbridge to win, but you know, for them to go there, win convincingly, you know, it's got to be a real confidence boost for them again that you know they can push on. I think it'll be a close game against Frickley. If I was going to stick my neck out, I'd just about go a Stourbridge win.
Right. That's your first prediction thus far, apart from Curzon winning, obviously. Nantwich, I've got Whitby away on Saturday, and Daniel Owen says, I predict some nice fish and chips, which I thoroughly deserve after travelling down to the freezing part of Grantham on Tuesday night to see Nantwich lose 4-0. Daniel, you enjoy those fish and chips. Also, being in touch about that game, we've got Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, who says, Dan, you've earned the best fish and chips in the country. We lost 4-0 on Tuesday too, shaping up to be a classic. Can both teams lose 4-0 on the same game? I don't think they can they? Maybe a 4-all draw for that one. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, I mean, the greatest respect to both the teams. Both the teams have proven that they can concede goals, so there's no reason why it's not going to be a thriller. But, back to the fish and chips. We went up with to Whitby. First away day of the season on a Wednesday night. It was freezing, but it was so worth it for the fish and chips. So anybody who's going to Whitby, make sure you make the most of it and do get some fish and chips. It's gorgeous up there.
Do you want to know my confession, Aaron? Because I always get to football grounds and just set up the radio gear and that. I've never had Whitby fish and chips. I've had Whitby pie and chips, but never Whitby fish and chips. So there you go.
You're doing it wrong, Ben.
I know I'm doing it wrong. I should stop being so selfless and start being more selfish. Selfish. You see that? Anyway.
Exactly.
Whit and Albion are playing Grantham Town. What do you make of that one, then?
Again, a tough one. By all accounts, again, because I've been working down in London, I missed Curzon's game against Witten on Monday. But Witten were unlucky not to get anything, apparently. It was only a late penalty that, you know, gave Curzon the win.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think they're a team on the up. The thing with teams that are managed by Tony Sullivan is that he'll get the dressing room right, he'll get everyone motivated, he'll get everyone doing it for the cause. It took a bit of time for him to do it when he was at Camelaird in the Northern Premier League, and I think it will take a little bit of time with this Swinton team as well. But the early signs are promising, you know, they're going to turn it round.
And to be fair, they're not totally cut off. Belper Town are on 9 points at the bottom. Witten, who was second from the bottom, are 4 points clear of that. And then a further 3 points up to 16th. So they're not, like, doomed, are they, at the moment?
No, not at all. And I think they'll be targeting, you know, a game against Grantham. You know, it's a winnable game, despite the fact that Grantham did win 4-0 at the weekend. You know, it's a game where I'm sure they'll be looking at it anyway and thinking that, you know, that they're going to get 3 points. So, again, I'll stick my neck out. I think I'll do it this weekend.
What, Witten will or Grantham will?
Witten will.
And lastly, for the Premier Division, Workington are hosting Matlock Town, and we've had one correspondent in, Phil Lindley, who says, given Matlock's return to form following the departure of Mark Atkins and Workington's lack of it, with the lowest goals for and third largest goals against, I'm going to say 0-2 at Borough Park. What do you reckon? Looking forward to that Workington away?
No. We've got Workington. When do we have work? Oh, it's Tuesday.
Oh my goodness.
This Tuesday, next Tuesday coming up, we go up to Workington. Oh, bloody hell. Right, okay.
Anyway,
remind me, I need to get an early finish for work.
Will do.
That's a long journey. But yeah, I look at fixtures between Workington and Matlock and stuff, and there's been that many nil-nils involved in both of them teams this season that it's going to be 0-0.
Right.
That's about as much insight as I can give you to that one.
And just before you go, just a quick mention for the FA Cup. Just go through the fixtures, and then if anything sticks out, just say so. Barwell are hosting Altrincham. Altrincham looking forward to their trip down there for the burger, I'd imagine, and the Leicestershire Carnival. Kings Lynn Town are hosting AFC Fylde. Leek Town are hosting Blyth Spartans. That fixture, by the way, will guarantee an NPL side in the first round proper, so that's exciting. Norton United are hosting Shildon. Spennymoor hosting AFC Telford United. Yeah. And Warrington Town are playing North Ferriby United. Anything stick out there for you, Aaron?
I mean, the one game I'm watching with kind of an eagle eye is the Norton and Shildon one.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's only Norton's first season at this level since coming up. Shildon obviously are a level below as well in the Northern League. It's phenomenal that one of them teams is going to make the first round proper. That's in the bag. One of them is going to do it. It's a great story. So pleased for them at Norton and at Shildon, to be fair.
Yeah.
You know, they've gone on such an incredible run. And, you know, may the best team win, because it's going to be a great occasion whichever team does make the first round proper.
Aaron, thank you as always. We look forward to seeing you or hearing from you on the NPL show sometime in the future.
Thank you very much.
So that's the end of Evo Stick Extra for this week. My thanks to my guests this week, Aaron Flanagan from The Mirror and James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. Remember, you can join in all the discussion and, of course, all the fun and games over on the MPL Facebook group. That's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. Don't forget you can follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. Good luck to all our sides in the FA Cup this week. And wherever you're going this weekend to watch your MPL football, make sure you have fun. Goodbye.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.